You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 331. We're continuing in the book of Daniel, and Daniel is going to interpret the king's dream. And we hear the dream about this statue made of gold and bronze and iron and other parts. And some scholars and historians believe that this whole statue was a symbol for all the empires that would follow the Babylonian Empire. For example, the Iron Age is said to be the Romans, and the Romans would one day mix with all the local people, and that would one day weaken their empire. So to some, this whole dream interpretation is not just a story, but truly a prophecy backed up by actual history. But things don't always go well for Daniel and his buddies, because when King Nebuchadnezzar builds a gold idol, he expects everyone, and I mean everyone, to worship it. We're also beginning the book of 2 Peter, and I'll be giving a more detailed introduction later in this episode. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Daniel chapter 2, verses 24 to 49. Daniel explains what the dream means. Then Daniel went to Arioch, the man who King Nebuchadnezzar had chosen to kill the wise men of Babylon. Daniel said to Arioch,
"Don't kill the wise men of Babylon. Take me to the king. I will tell him what his dream means."
So very quickly, Arioch took Daniel to the king. Arioch said to the king,
"I have found a man among the captives from Judah who can tell the king what his dream means."
The king asked Daniel, Belteshazzar, a question. He said,
"Are you able to tell me about my dream and what it means?"
Daniel answered,
"King Nebuchadnezzar, no wise man, no one who uses magic or witchcraft, or no fortune teller could tell you the secret things you asked about. But there is a God in heaven, who can explain mysteries? God has given you dreams to show you what will happen later. This was your dream, and this is what you saw while lying on your bed. King, as you were lying there on your bed, you began thinking about what might happen in the future. God can tell people about secret things, and he has shown you what will happen in the future. God also told this secret to me, and that because I have greater wisdom than other men, but so that you, King, may know what it means. In that way, you will understand what went through your mind. King, in your dream, you saw a large statue in front of you. It was very large and shiny. It was very impressive. The head of the statue was made from pure gold. Its chest and the arms were made from silver. The belly and upper part of the legs were made from bronze. The lower part of the legs was made from iron. Its feet were made partly of iron and partly of clay. While you were looking at the statue, you saw a rock that was cut loose, but not by human hand. Then the rock hit the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold broke to pieces all at the same time. And all the pieces became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summertime. The wind blew them away and there was nothing left. No one could tell that a statue had ever been there. Then the rock that hit the statue became a very large mountain and filled up the whole earth. That was your dream. Now we will tell the king what it means." king. You are the most important king. The God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. He has given you control, and you rule over people, and the wild animals, and the birds. Wherever they live, God has made you ruler over them all. King Nebuchadnezzar, you are that head of gold on the statue. Another kingdom will come after you, but it will not be as great as your kingdom. Next, a third kingdom will rule over the earth. That is the bronze part. Then there will be a fourth kingdom. That kingdom will be strong, like iron. And just as iron breaks things and smashes them to pieces, that fourth kingdom will break all the other kingdoms and smash them to pieces. You saw that the feet and toes of the statue were partly clay and partly iron. That means the fourth kingdom will be a divided kingdom. It will have some of the strength of iron in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with clay. The toes of the statue were partly iron and partly clay. So the fourth kingdom will be partly strong like iron and partly weak like clay. You saw the iron mixed with clay, but iron and clay don't completely mix together in the same way. The people of the fourth kingdom will be a mixture. They will not be united as one people. During the time of the kings of the fourth kingdom, the God of heaven will set up another kingdom that will last forever. It will never be destroyed. It will be the kind of kingdom that cannot be passed on to another group of people. This kingdom will crush all the other kingdoms. It will bring them to an end. But that kingdom itself will last forever. King Nebuchadnezzar, you saw a rock cut from a mountain, but no one cut that rock. The rock broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold to pieces. This is the way God has shown you what will happen in the future. The dream is true, and you can trust that this is what it means.
Then King Nebuchadnezzar bowed down in front of Daniel to honor him. The king praised him. He gave an order that an offering and incense be given to honor Daniel. Then the king said to Daniel,
I know for sure your God is the God over all gods and the Lord over all kings. He tells people about things they cannot know. I know this is true because you were able to tell these secret things to me.
Then the king gave Daniel a very important job in his kingdom and gave him many expensive gifts. Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel ruler over the whole province of Babylon and put him in charge of all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel asked the king to make Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego important officials over the province of Babylon. The king did as Daniel asked. Daniel himself became one of the important officials who was always near the king. Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. The idol of gold and the hot furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar had a gold idol made that was 27 meters high and almost 3 meters wide. And he set the idol up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he called the regional rulers, high officials, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, court officers, and all the other officials in his kingdom to come together. He wanted all of them to come to the dedication ceremony for the idol. So all these leaders came and stood in front of the idol that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the man who makes announcements for the king spoke in a loud voice.
You people of all races, nations, and languages, listen to me. This is what you are commanded to do. You must bow down as soon as you hear the sound of the musical instruments. When you hear the horns, flutes, lyres, some yukars, harps, bagpipes, and all the other musical instruments, you must worship the gold idol. King Nebuchadnezzar has set this idol up. Whoever does not bow down and worship this gold idol will immediately be thrown into a very hot furnace.
So as soon as they heard the sound of the horns, flutes, lyres, sambucas, bagpipes, and all the other musical instruments, they bowed down and worshiped the gold idol. The people of every race, nation, and language there worshiped the gold idol that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then some of the Babylonians came up to the king and began speaking against the people from Judah. And they said,
King, may you live forever. King, you gave a command. You said that everyone who hears the sound of the horns, flutes, lyres, sambucas, harps, bagpipes, and all the other musical instruments must bow down and worship the gold idol. And you also said that whoever does not bow down and worship the gold idol will be thrown into a very hot furnace. Sir, you appointed some Judeans to be important officials in the territory of Babylon. Their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men have ignored your order. They don't worship your gods, and they didn't bow down to worship the gold idol you set up.
Second Peter, an introduction. The book of Second Peter was sent to believers in Jesus who shared the same faith the apostles had. But were there some who claimed to be followers of Jesus and really were not? Much of this letter deals with that question. Other New Testament books like 1 John and Jude also mention this problem. Peter writes to tell believers that they can be confident in what they had heard from the apostles who had taught them. After a short greeting and prayer, Peter gives a summary of his teaching. He points out that believers share God's nature and glory, so they must continually grow in the ways that make them more like God. God chose them and called them to be His people. And if they are His people, they will receive all that God has promised. Peter says he was a witness to the miracle of Jesus' appearance with Moses and Elijah. He says that this amazing event is proof of Jesus' divine greatness. This prepares the readers to accept the truth of some statements later in the letter. Peter writes about prophecies of divine judgment and Jesus' second coming. Then he warns against false teachers who will say that these things will not happen. He accuses these false teachers of all kinds of bad behavior. He describes them in some of the same ways that the book of Jude does. An interesting part of 2 Peter is the mention of the Apostle Paul's letters. In the past, Peter and Paul had a well-known disagreement in Galatians chapter 2. But now Peter teaches believers that they can trust the letters of Paul. In fact, he says that Paul's writings are part of Scripture. He notes that some things in Paul's letters are hard to understand, and he says that some people have misused them. But Peter makes clear that Paul wrote with the wisdom given him from God. His kind words about Paul provide a wonderful example of his own teaching a few verses later. He tells the believers to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The letter of 2 Peter teaches believers to remember that God loves us like a father. And it teaches that Jesus came to the world as God's glorious and powerful Son. And He will certainly return as the great judge of all people. These are things the apostles taught. And if the church remembers what the apostles taught, false teachers will not be able to harm them. The book of 2 Peter teaches that as God's people, we have received all we need to be like him, and that believers can trust what they heard about Jesus, which agrees with the scriptures, and that some dishonest teachers and prophets are hurting believers, that Jesus' return is certain, so live to honor God, and that the letters of Paul are true, even if ignorant people misuse them. And finally, believers should grow in faith while following Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 1. Greetings from Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. To all of you who have received a faith that gives you the same blessings we have, this faith was given to you because our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, always does what is right and fair. Grace and peace be given to you more and more, because now you know God and Jesus our Lord. God has given us everything we need. Jesus has the power of God, and his power has given us everything we need to live a life that honors and pleases God. We have these things because we know him. Jesus chose us by his glory and divine greatness, and through these he has given us very great and valuable promises. With these promises, you will be able to share in being like God, and so you will escape the spiritual ruin that comes to people in the world because of the evil things they want. Because you have these blessings, do all you can to add to your life these things. To your faith, add goodness. To your goodness, add knowledge. To your knowledge, add self-control. To your self-control, add patience. To your patience, add devotion to God. To your devotion, add kindness towards your brothers and sisters in Christ. And to this kindness, add love. If all these things are in you and growing, you will never fail to be useful to God. You will produce the kind of fruit that should come from knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who don't grow in these blessings are blind. They cannot see clearly what they have. They have forgotten that they were cleansed from their past sins. My brothers and sisters, God called you and chose you to be his. So do your best to make sure you receive all that God has for you. If you do all this, you will never fall, and you will be given a very great welcome into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a kingdom that never ends. You already know these things. You are very strong in the truth you have, but I am always going to help you remember them. While I am still living here on earth, I think it is right for me to remind you of them. I know that I must soon leave this body. Our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me that. I will try my best to make sure you always remember these things, even after I am gone. We saw Christ's glory. We told you about the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. We told you about his coming. The things we told you were not just clever stories that people invented. No. We saw the greatness of Jesus with our own eyes. Jesus heard the voice of the great and glorious God. That was when he received honor and glory from God the Father. The voice said,
"This is my son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him."
And we heard that voice. It came from heaven, while we were with Jesus on the holy mountain. This makes us more sure about what the prophets said, and it is good for you to follow closely what they said, which is like a light shining in a dark place. You have that light until the day begins and the morning star brings new light to your minds. Most important of all, you must understand this. No prophecy in the scripture comes from the prophet's own understanding. No prophecy ever came from what the prophet wanted to say, but people were led by the Holy Spirit to speak messages from God. Psalm chapter 135, verses 1 through 12. Praise the Lord! Praise the name of the Lord! Praise Him, you servants of the Lord! You who serve in the Lord's temple, in the courtyard of the temple of our God. Praise the Lord, because He is good. Praise His name, because it brings such joy. The Lord chose Jacob to be His own. Yes, He chose Israel to be His own people. I know the Lord is great. Our Lord is greater than all the gods. The Lord does whatever He wants in heaven and on earth. In the seas, in the deep oceans. He brings the clouds from the other side of the earth. He sends the lightning and the rain, and He opens the doors to release the winds. He destroyed the firstborn males of the people in Egypt and their animals. He did great wonders and miracles in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his officials. He defeated many nations and killed powerful kings. He defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms in Canaan. He gave their land to His people Israel to keep it as their own. Thank you, everyone. That was day 331. Join us for day 332. Continuing in the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar is angry. Well, and that means somebody's going to have to die. In this case, it's Daniel and all his friends. But wait a minute, I thought they were helping out the king. Why does he now want to kill them? Well, it's not so much king against Daniel. It's more about his God versus Daniel's God. And after a very traumatic scene, King Nebuchadnezzar has a dream yet again. And continuing in the book of 2 Peter, Peter warns against false teachers again, and he refers to people in the Old Testament as either good or bad examples, such as Noah and this guy named Balaam. Balaam is this guy who loved money. What happened to Balaam, and why should we not be like him? You'll have to join us to find out. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.